Hello again, music lovers. This is Jerry Osborne with some classy tunes from the best 50 years of the 20th century. We call it the class of 19, any time of any year, from the 1940s to the 1980s. Howdy doody, music lovers. This is Jerry Osborne, friend of those who want no friends, and happy to present the class of 1977. And it's fitting to begin this show with one of the top groups of that year, Fleetwood Mac, and how they love those dreams. And that was also the year when the late, great Glen Campbell extolled the virtues in song of those Southern Nights.
Free as a breeze,
Amazing talent that fellow was. Glen Campbell and Southern Nights. And I will admit there is one thing that they have throughout the South that we here on the Olympic Peninsula don't have, and that's humidity. And we don't need it. And we're mighty glad to be where we don't have to deal with that sticky stuff. And now that we're all so comfortable, how about the Emotions and their hit from 77? You know it as The Best of My Love.
Yeah. KPTZ.
More music.
I was a little too tall, could've used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sitting way up high. Way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields where the woods got heavy. Out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy. Working on mysteries without any clues. Working on our night moves. Trying to make some front page driving news. Working on our night moves. In the summertime. Some pie in the sky song. We were just young and restless and bored, living by the sword. And we'd steal away every chance we could, to the back room, to the alley, or the trusty woods. I used her, she used me, but neither one cared. We were getting our share, working on our night moves. Trying to lose an awkward teenage blues. Working on our night moves. Mm-hmm. And it was summertime. Mm-hmm. Sweet summertime, summertime. Felt the lightning, yeah, and waited on the thunder, waited on the thunder. I woke last night to the sound of thunder. How far off, I sat and wondered. Started humming a song from 1962. Ain't it funny how the night moves, when you just don't seem to have as much to lose. Strange how the night moves. With autumn closing in, night moves.
Night moves.
Yeah.
Night moves.
from Bob Seger. It's all about the night moves, a skill set that you can never have too many of. And this is Jerry O on KPTZ here in Port Townsend, ready to turn things over to Jimmy Buffett in Margaritaville. I can't imagine living on sponge cake and watching the sun bake.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered with oil. Strumming my six string on my front porch swing. Smell of shrimp there beginning to boil. Wasting away again in Margaritaville. Searching for my lost sugar salt. Nothing to show but this brand new tattoo. But it's a real beauty, a Mexican cutie. How it got here, I haven't a clue. Wasting away again in Margaritaville. Searching for
Buffett, but Jimmy Buffett, and he keeps wasting away in Margaritaville. And the hits from 1977 just keep on coming. Here's Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. And you don't have to be a star to be in my show, baby. That is not a requirement.
You're rejected and hurt.
next selection from 1977 brings back memories of not too long ago when I had the chance to visit with Dickie Lee. And his is a name that most anyone familiar with music of the 60s and the 70s will know. He had over 40 hits charted nationally, including Patches, Rocky, I Saw Linda Yesterday. But in addition, he also wrote a lot of great songs for other artists. And that's what brings us to today. I began by asking Dickie Lee if his most profitable song was She Thinks I Still Care. And here's his reply.
Well, no doubt about it. It's been my most successful song as a writer.
Was there anything in particular that inspired you to write such legendary lyrics?
I was writing this about the first girl I ever fell in love with in school. I'll tell you just like I tell my audience, and she messed me all up.
But as you found out in 1962, there's nothing like a number one hit record to get you unmessed. And it was recorded by George Jones and Connie Francis and later Anne Murray and Elvis Presley. I imagine that went a long way toward reversing the messed up situation.
Yeah, right. George Jones recorded the song, then later Elvis did it. In fact, he recorded it twice back then. He had two versions of it. That's funny because on August the 5th, I just was told that they're releasing a new compilation Elvis package, and he's got another take of She Thinks in the album. Kind of a rockin' ballad in a way.
That describes it perfectly, and thank you, Dickie Lee, for the visit. Now, let's hear that number one rockin' ballad hit from 1977.
Just because I spoke her name somewhere. Just because I rang her number by mistake today. You know she thinks I still care. I still need her. And let that silly notion bring her cheer. Oh, how could she ever be so foolish?
Just because I ask our friends about you and follow you all over town, and hang out at all of our favorite spots, I wouldn't want you to think that I still care.
You may not find us on your TV, because in case you did not know, we're being brought to you by
KPTZ.
Brought to you by
Radio Port Townsend.
Brought to you by
And now we turn our attention to Kenny Nolan, the same young man that had the huge hit I Like Dreamin', and he followed it up with this one from 1977, and it's titled Love's Grown Deep, Deep Within the Heart of Me.
I love you so much. Somewhere back in time, you became a friend of mine, and day by day we've grown a little closer. You're my spirit to be strong, a friend when things go wrong. So I've written down these words to let you know. Love's grown deep, deep into the heart of me. You become a part of me. Let us plant the seed and watch it grow. Love's grown deep, deep into the heart of me. You become a part of me. As we travel down the road, side by side we shovel alone. Hand in hand, we'll see each other through. Though we've only just begun, let's count our blessings one by one. I thank God for life, I thank God for you. Love's grown deep, deep into the heart of me. You become a part of me. Let us plant the seed, watch it grow. Love's grown deep, deep into the heart of me. You become a part of me. We will stay together, do or die with all our hearts. Love's grown deep, deep into the heart of me. You become a part of me. Let's plant the seed and watch it grow.
The label on the record simply reads Kenny Nolan, but it sounds like there's about 1,000 voices there at the end, and we don't know who they are. And so, being the responsible party for the J.O. show, we'll cut it down from a choir of thousands to a mere quartet, and they like to be known as ABBA, and their song is Knowing Me, Knowing You.
Thank you.
The great group from Chicago named Chicago. And now the great singer from Canada, not named Canada, but named Burton Cummings. And his great hit from 1977 is I'm Scared.
butterflies. Never been much on religion, but I sure enough just fell out on my knees. Oh, 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 oh. I'm scared, you know, I'm shaking. I'm laying awake thinking about it now. I'm terrified. Never been much on religion, but I sure enough would like to hear the call. Come on now, give me a sign you're listening to me. You hear me talking, you hear me crying. It's confusing to me, Lord, I'm terrified. Never been much on religion, but I sure enough just fell down on my knees.
Mr. Burton Cummings, formerly the lead singer of the group Guess Who, and I'm Scared is one of his hits after he went solo. And this is Jerry Osborne operating solo on KPTZ for the moment. And it's a good time for a reminder that 1 week from today, we will present the class of 1987. It's our traditional 10-year jump from one decade to another. But now as we near the end of our salute to 77, and how about Tom Jones? He came back from a few years of not being on the charts with a very big hit, Say You'll Stay Until Tomorrow. Yeah, we can definitely arrange accommodations for you.
Say you stay until tomorrow. All been said, your mind's made up to go. You're standing by the bed like someone I don't know. Your love has died, and there is nothing you can do. Though you try, yes, you try, you can't live with a lie. So say you stay until tomorrow. I can't face tonight alone. Though I know it's over and we're through, say you will stay until tomorrow, I need you. I've known for some time now that things just ain't been right. Because when we try to talk, we both get so uptight. But now you've told the truth, give me time, I'll get by. So say you stay until tomorrow. I can't face tonight alone. Though I know it's over and we're through, say you till tomorrow, I need you. Though I know it's over and we're through, say you'll stay until tomorrow. I need you.
That's Tom Jones, and I'm Jerry Osborne, and this is KPTZ. And about 5 years ago, I was working on the same film as Alan O'Day. And during the course of the production of that film, we had a chance to talk to Alan. And one of the things that we wanted to know was how he switched from being a songwriter to a singer-songwriter, and how he came up with what would be a number one hit in the nation, Undercover Angel. And this is what he said.
After writing and doing demos or demonstration tapes of my songs for other artists, I had the chance to be an artist myself. And so I set about writing a song for an artist named Alan O'Day. It was kind of schizophrenic. I was writing for this guy, and I knew what he liked to sing. I knew he liked sexy stuff to sing. I knew he liked kind of bluesy notes. And I knew I wanted it to be some kind of a love song. So I just started working on it from that standpoint. I tell other songwriters to write from a title because it's so much easier. But I didn't take my own advice. I started writing the first verse, Crying on My Pillow, not knowing what the song was about, really. And I painted myself into a corner, and finally taking the idea of Undercover from a Johnny Rivers song, Secret Agent, and taking another part of the song from probably unconsciously because Charlie's Angels was a big hit show, I put those words together and realized that it had a double entendre. It certainly meant an angel working undercover, but it could also mean somebody who was an angel under the covers. And that fit right in with what I wanted to write about, and I had my title.
Love me, love me, love me.
It's The Undercover Angel from the class of 1977, and by one of the nicest men I've ever met in the entertainment industry, Alan O'Day. And just a few months after the interview that you just heard part of, he succumbed to cancer at the age of 72. Alan, we're sure gonna miss you. And it looks like we're down to our last class of 77 song, and that's gonna be Fly Like an Eagle from the Steve Miller Band. And don't forget to join us next week for the class of 1987. Now be good to each other. Well, friends, that's going to do it to it for another trip down memory lane. Be sure to join us next time when we bring you another year and another class of great tunes. So I'll see you then, and we'll talk again.